Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show here. Tim, why are the Brewers going to win this one?
Man, well, it's a baseball game, and they can win this one. I don't know if they're going to win this one, but we have to appreciate this as Brewer fans around the state here. Bill, as you know, you got all your stations around the state, and everyone's excited about, you know, how Green Bay is playing and the Packers are playing well. But, you know, the Brewers are in the playoffs, and I think it's just starting to catch fire. The excitement level here is coming at you tonight. And think about where we've been in this. And I look back, and as your audience knows, that I've handled post-game duties for, you know, 15 years at the Fan in Milwaukee. So I think back of the shutdown and what I did, like, say, for example, on a Sunday morning, Bill. I was into this holding pattern because there was no sports. I didn't have Saturday night's game to break down. I didn't have to get ready for the on-deck show. There's no prep needed. It was just... And I think back about what I was doing on a just a lonely Sunday morning shutdown day. And it was episodes of Brady Bunch from 10 to 11. And then it was over to Gilligan's Island from 11 till noon. Then it was a nap. And then what? Then there was a Sunday. No, there wasn't a Sunday. See where we've gotten to? We've not only gotten through the season, and it was shortened, granted, but they've done a tremendous job. I think the organization has. I think Major League Baseball has. And certainly all the players and staff have done a nice job of getting through this. And there weren't too many people that thought that that was going to happen. And I don't blame them for expressing those views of this is never going to work, never, ever going to work. There was a couple of writers that I got into, you know, called them out by name and was a little peeved at their negativity and things like that. Now we've come all the way to the end of this run and into a playoff game against the LA Dodgers, one of the evil empires. Well, the evil empire in the National League when it comes to the money invested and the talent they've got. It's like the Yankees in the AL. This is still a baseball game, 60 feet, 6 inches. It's still a baseball game, 90-foot base pass. It's still throw the ball, hit the ball, run, et cetera.
Right.
And they do have a chance here. For example, I'll get a little more specific. Can they win this game? Of course they can. Brent Suter is very capable of rattling off super quick innings, super quick outs, and frustrating a team. Let's say he gives up a run through 4 1/3. They'll probably jack his pitch count up his last time out, 4 scoreless, right around 60 pitches. Let's say they jack it up to 75, 80 pitches, and he gets through 4 1/3, 4 2/3. That is the pivotal moment. You talk about points, turning points, that would be it. Does Craig Counsell go with a Freddie Peralta and Adrian Hauser right there, or does he just haul off just in case they might be winning, Bill? Does he haul off in a one-zip, two-zip Brewer game in the fifth inning and go with Devin Williams for 2 and deal with it later? They definitely have a chance. There are some numbers that indicate otherwise, but they have a chance because they have to play the game.
So let me ask you this when it comes to the offense, because I'm sitting here looking at all the reasons why this team should not win. Offensively, they have been apt when it comes to runners in scoring position. Their home runs are down. I said, look, if you're going to talk about a weird 2020, all you need is Vogelbach to give you a little bit of power, Yelich and Keston Hira maybe to get on base or get hot and throw a few guys in front of them, and decent pitching. We already talked about the pitching. We know the pitching is pretty good, but you really, at this point in time, now you need guys to hit, right? I mean, that's a basis of this.
Yeah, you do. And you're looking at a team that in the Dodgers that has averaged 5.8 runs a game, almost 6 runs per game. That's amazing. The Brewers, on the other hand, they come in averaging 4.1. And if you discount an 18-run attack, a 19-run attack, if you discount those two games, I wonder what that average would be. Someone else can do those numbers. Those are bad numbers. But I wonder if Craig Counsell changes a little bit of a philosophy instead of sitting back watching his offensive movie. And he does put things in motion. He does put a hit and run. He does put a steal and stop. He does go after a little bit more of a hit behind the runner, a sacrifice, a stolen base, whatever. I wonder if that's the case, Bill. And to sit there and see a Brewers offense struggle through 7 1/3 innings tonight without pressing the accelerator just a little bit in some way, shape, or form, that will be frustrating. And it has been frustrating, this offense, throughout the season this year. But again, if you name some of them. There's Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun, Keston Hira, and Daniel Vogelbach. Those four guys. We need, as Brewer fans, one or two of them to step up and show some force. Right? Okay, so if you get one or two. Right. Outside of those four, one other guy, whether it's Avisail Garcia or an Eric Sogard or a, you know, whoever the catcher might be, Nottingham or Narvaez, one other guy that you wouldn't think would be the force or the powerhouse offensively to come up with a huge two-run double into the right field corner. That those two things offensively have got to happen. Two of the four have a decent game in Yelly, Keston Hira, Daniel Vogelbach, and Braun, and then one outside of that little bubble needs to have a game, and they're going to be in this thing.
What with some of the depth issues, some of the guys banged up, I mean, obviously the roles, in a short series, the roles, you can just kind of throw everybody all hands on deck. You got to win two out of three. We all know that. But when it comes to long term, let's say they do get past it. Let's say they do shock the world and they do get past the Dodgers. With some of the guys that have been lost for the season, when you look at a guy like a Corbin Burns who has pitched so well, I mean, you really are relying on Suter and Woodruff and company. You know, can they get it done without some of the guys that have been mainstays in this lineup?
It's going to be tough. It is. And Corbin, you know, if they do extend here through a series victory, I mean, maybe it is, you know, Corbin comes back out and does his thing, but then you're going to have to default to maybe a Freddie Peralta spot start. Do you trust Josh Lindblom? Adrian Hauser, outside of the first two starts of the season, Bill, as you know, has just been struggling. He's had a really rough time of it. And so do you trust him? And I think Craig Counsell does. I don't agree with that. I would trust maybe a reliever to open up a game and Freddie Peralta coming in mid-game relief. And so you're starting out with a bullpen game. Here's the philosophy that I just love with Craig Counsell. He says, I have an opportunity, we have an opportunity, still a chance to win the World Series. And that's true. Now, is it likely? Go look at the odds. It's probably not likely. But when you look at it that way, that you're given this opportunity, this open window to win a baseball game, you start with Brent Suter. If you lose game one here tonight, you're staring down the barrel of Brandon Woodruff. Okay, you have a chance, a legit, and that's no pipe dream. That's a legit chance to even up this series at a game apiece. Now let's go one further. What if you do steal this game tonight, and then you've got them back on their heels facing Woody in game two? Hey,
right.
I know I'd like to stay positive. I mean, I love the fact that Suter's starting tonight, and they didn't go Woody on short rest. I love it.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they wouldn't do that. I mean, it's not that it would be a detrimental thing. We don't know how Woodruff will be on short rest. But when guys get their full rest, and Woodruff has been amazing. Somebody had said to me the other day, well, Woodruff's not an ace. Tim, I'll take four Woodruffs as twos or threes, whatever you want to call them, and I'll win you a lot of baseball games. It doesn't matter if you don't have a true number one. If you've got solid pitching and you've got, what was it, Buck Showalter years ago that said, you give me a bunch of threes and I'll win you a World Series. Because that way you don't have a detriment at the back end of your rotation, and you don't have just one ace that teams have to get through, because he's going to lose a few games along the way as well. But you get a lot of threes, you're going to win a lot of games because you're going to be in a lot of games. You know what I mean?
We can do some inventory after the series or after the season or whenever that might occur. 3.05 ERA in the big leagues, pandemic or no pandemic, is a really good to great pitcher. It is. 3.05? It's 3.05 facing the DH for his starts, and I'm talking about Brandon Woodruff. But we can take inventory of that. Their pitching situation in this organization, now the position players, a little bit different story. Pitching, the future, I don't know if it's ever looked better in terms of young arms in this organization. And so that really, if things go south here tonight and tomorrow night and the season's over on Friday and we do some mop-up duty, that is what I'm going to be talking about. The future, I don't remember a time where there were this many good young arms. And we have to remember, guys like Drew Rasmussen and guys like Adrian Hauser are going to go through the struggles that a Corbin Burns did last year, and there's going to be this maturation. But you give a 2 to 4 year window for these young arms, man, they've got something cooking here, Bill. They do.
Before I let you go, when you talk about the managerial side of things, who do you favor in this one?
If there were a DH, a no DH in this series, I would favor, in terms of the skill set, Craig Counsell and how he handles that pitching staff and how he handled double switches and how he handled defensive replacements and pinch hitters and all this stuff. Well, you don't have that now. You've got a three-batter minimum rule, and you don't have those luxuries that Craig Counsell has had for years. I still am in a slight lean to Craig Counsell. Dave Roberts has been blessed to have just phenomenal talent. And so I'm not going to blame him for being less of a manager for having a bunch of studs in his lineup, but If you look at just the maneuvering of chess pieces around the board, I like Counts.
Good stuff as always, Tim. We'll be watching tonight and listening later, okay?
Can't wait. Thanks.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.